Hello and welcome back to Techonomics. My name is Jason Middleton. Introverts face unique challenges in the workplace. While they tend to be keen observers, good listeners, and have intense focus, they think before they speak. And in some corporate cultures, that can leave an introvert feeling like roadkill during a raucous meeting with extroverts. And in our present work culture that leans towards extroversion, speaking up and taking action, introverts often feel left out. But there are ways to get noticed, thrive even.
Bill Gates talks about this, is they often, because they're quiet and they're, you know, they're processing a lot behind the scenes, is that they have this ability for intense concentration. And often they can come up with some very constructive or productive solutions to problems. And also, they often ask really good questions.
Next up, a career coach for universities who has also run her own career counseling firm since 2002. And she's the author of a new book. Here we go.
Jane Finkel, and I'm a career consultant.
Yes, and your new book is The Introvert's Complete Career Guide, From Landing a Job to Surviving, Thriving, and Moving on Up. Before we went to tape this, I mentioned that I was married to an introvert who was looking to move up, and you said that's not uncommon?
Well, I think it's not uncommon for extroverts to be attracted to introverts and vice versa, because, you know, in relationships, we're always looking for balance or maybe parts of ourselves that don't seem to be there. And often the opposite just brings a little bit of balance and interest.
A yin-yang kind of approach to things.
And exactly.
And I noticed in the pre-press that was provided to me that you consider yourself and self-identify as introverted as well. How does that play into publishing and promoting a book?
Well, I think that one of the key challenges for introverts is self-marketing and promotion. So I think over time, we're all challenged. Over time, I think many introverts, including me, have learned to embrace the introversion but mix in extroverted skills. So when I first started working, I had challenges. I would go maybe to a staff meeting, and they were all talking. You know, and I got more and more immobilized because introverts tend to think before they speak up.
Mm-hmm.
So there was all this buzzing going around, and I'm trying to process it, and then the meeting's over. So I really had to learn how to think in advance. I'm going to a meeting. What are some ideas that I could bring up? What are some questions? So introverts can do fine with self-promotion and speaking up if they spend time thinking in advance. And I think social media actually is a gift to introverts because they can, for some of the self-promotion, they can sit behind the computer, right? And,
right.
You know, tweet and do other things. So
interesting. I'm reminded of the phrase, luck favors the prepared. And it sounds like the introverts would tend to prepare, like you said, for meetings. So you'd have your talk points locked and loaded, if you will. Introverts, are they really kind of the signal to noise? If you're leading a team, are you looking for an introvert's qualities?
You know, I think that's a good question, because in our work world now, we're rewarded for speaking up and taking initiative, which are qualities associated more towards extroversion. I think there's been more education about the value of introversion. So I like to think that maybe more teams are conscious of it.
Mm.
So the strength of introversion is that they're keen observers and they listen well. The other thing, and Bill Gates talks about this, is they often, because they're quiet and they're, you know, they're processing a lot behind the scenes, is that they have this ability for intense concentration. And often they can come up with some very constructive or productive solutions to problems. And also, they often ask really good questions. And I think sometimes they could be sitting at a meeting and they're processing, and then people might be surprised that they come up with very insightful comments. So I think that sometimes, I hope that teams are finding more ways to value introversion, because our culture tends to be lean towards extroversion. I mean, even if you see ads on TV, you don't see people sitting quietly, right?
That's
They're
true.
All, you know, taking action. They're in cars. They're moving around, so.
My personal front page about this would be, and I'm going to ask a question, I promise. I always found that extroverts in meetings, if we were going around the table, let's say, would take credit for introverts' ideas. Is there a way to block and tackle against such poaching?
I think that it's up to the introvert to figure out a way to, you know, I think that if they are working on a special project, it's up to them to promote themselves. So I think what happens is they tend to be modest. So they're working on something really great, and they may not think that it's really important to keep everybody up to date on, you know, their contributions.
Right.
And so it's if they don't do that, it's really easy for an extrovert to steal it.
Is that part of the moving on up, part of the subtitle for your new book, The Introvert's Complete Career Guide? Because it seems to me that, yes, I find that introverts, I've led teams and built teams, and I found that the introverts were loath to do group emails and extol their own virtues, if you will, or their own tent poles. Is that something that has to be overcome? Does that help on moving up?
It does. I think, you know, what's kind of interesting is that there was a survey that was done. It's called Leader to Leader Institute. I don't know the number, how big the sample was, but they interviewed introverts, and apparently 4 out of 5 of them felt that the extroverts would get ahead. That's 80%. And the introverted leaders, I think there was 40% of the introverted leaders said they wish they were more extroverted. So I think that that level of feeling, you know, invisible and left out is very common. But I think, like everything in life, we have to take risks.
Right.
And so if we're going to, as introverts, if we're going to succeed in this culture and this workplace, we absolutely need to take on some extroverted skills. And that doesn't mean we don't have to be ourselves and we have to give up our introversion.
Right.
So my motto always is embrace your introversion and sprinkle in some extroverted skills. And you may actually find that some of that you actually enjoy.
That's a great point. And we've been talking kind of like we've been hovering above a little bit. And I'd like to ask you a nuts and bolts kind of question because it's really cool in the book. Let's say how to create and build your resume, the story of your career. Can we talk about that for an introvert?
Sure. Yeah, sure. I think, again, a lot of introverts have excellent writing skills, by the way. But it's that thing about shining a light on your accomplishments, you know, that modesty. And sometimes that comes through for when they're developing a resume. So sometimes I've seen resumes that are kind of spotty, done a decent job of highlighting experience and, you know, their basic responsibilities, but you don't see outcomes. So when they've done surveys on what employers are looking for, you know, they're looking for innovation. They're looking for people who can develop relationships. They're looking for people who can solve problems. Well, those are really important things that you want to highlight and reinforce on your resumes. So sometimes what introverts do is they do the basics, and I'm often working with them even before we go through the responsibilities. I'm always asking them, what have they done that they're most proud of? What are some of their signature accomplishments? And, you know, accomplishments, they don't always have to be quantitative. It could have been something new that you introduced, something that made an impact. And that's where I think introverts can make an impact on the resume.
Again, thank you so much for your time. This has been a real treat.
Great. My pleasure.
That was Jane Finkel, and her new book is titled The Introvert's Complete Career Guide, From Landing a Job to Surviving, Thriving, and Moving on Up. We have links in the show notes to the book at KGORadio.com. Coming up after the break, PBS Kids drops some expert knowledge on helping kids navigate new tech that enters their lives.
We have done a lot of research that has showed that when parents talk to kids about what they do with technology, whether it's playing a game or even just watching a show, any educational gains are boosted.
That's next, so do please stick around. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics.